I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Glory to God, child of God. Healing comes from God. Today is Friday, and as always, Friday podcast are for healing, healing in the body, healing in the spirit, healing in homes, healing for destinies, and I pray the touch of the Almighty God be upon us all today in the name of Jesus. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, the one-stop channel for daily devotion, healing, deliverance, the Word of God. I am that voice by the corner bringing you the Word of Salvation. I remain your friend and of course your host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, challenges and issues of life have been existing through time memorial. The need for a touch of God is in so much of demand even today. People need visitations from God in different ways, some in health, some spiritual. Some don't even know what they need and only look up to God Almighty, the great physician, for a visit. In the Bible, such stories, episodes, and occurrences are captured in history. I pray today that the covenant of God for healing in the mighty name of Jesus will visit you in Jesus' name. May Jehovah Rapha speak in all situations and bring healing to everyone today in the name of Jesus. Child of God, go with me to the Bible, but remember to get ready a sachet or a bottle of water or faith item to be lifted up when it is time for us to pray. I trust the power of the Almighty God to minister to all that I need and to meet up with all requests that are presented today in Jesus' name. Go with me to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 15 and verses 30. The Bible says, "Then great multitude came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all." Hallelujah. Child of God, everywhere that Jesus went, he was doing good. Everyone who wanted healing from Jesus was healed. Firstly, it is essential for us to recognize that Jesus never brought sickness or suffering upon anyone. His actions were always rooted in compassion and in love. Jesus Christ demonstrated his profound ability to bring healing by extending his hand of restoration to all those who sought healing from him. He showed no bias, no discrimination when it came to offering his healing touch. Every individual who approached Jesus with a genuine desire to be healed received his unwavering attention and miraculous healing power. Child of God, no one was turned away or denied the opportunity to experience this transformative power that is in Christ Jesus. These remarkable characteristics distinguish Jesus as a compassionate healer whose desire for the well-being of others transcends beyond boundaries. His unwavering commitment to healing is evident through the countless lives that he restored and is still restoring today. Child of God, Luke 6:19 makes us understand, everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out from him and he healed everyone. Child of God, Jesus is not only the greatest healer of all times, but Jesus never changes. Jesus is always healing, even today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and of course forever. Having explained this, child of God, lift up the sachet of water, the container of water, the faith item, or the mantle that you have with you, ready for prayer. Remember, Jesus is the healer and not man. Connect by faith. Let your trust be resolute, and God will visit you today in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. I call on you, the healing God, Jehovah Rapha. Come and do a miracle in the life of this listener. Father, raise them, restore them, change out any failing organ. Do for them divine surgery that no man can do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree, you sent your word, and your word healed them all. Heal them of all infirmities. Father, let the power of the Holy Ghost move into that faith item they are carrying. Let the power of the Holy Ghost move into that water that they have with them. Let the power of the Holy Ghost move into the mantle in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let the mighty hand of Jesus be stretched upon every situation that is looking unto you for a visitation. Do the unusual, bring forth healing. Heal the oppressed, Father Lord. You are the Lord God Almighty that heals. Father, cast out any devil, cast out any contrary situation, any strange and evil deposit in the life of your children. Cast them all out in the name of Jesus. Wipe away tears. Wipe away pains. Wipe away sorrows. Wipe away marks of affliction. Father, root out fibroid. Root out also tubal blockages. A clean path through there for conception for those that are looking unto you for conception. In the name of Jesus. Father, bring healing to kidneys. Bring healing to hearts. Bring healing, Father, even to the blood. Any blood problem, Father, bring healing to them in the name of Jesus. Any disease that has a name, in the name of Jesus, receive solution today in the name of Jesus. Any negativity in any life that is listening and is shouting a big amen, Father, any negativity in their life, let the negativity be wiped out as they shout seven super hallelujah in the name of Jesus. I pray the fire of God Almighty will penetrate and bring perfect healing to every matter that is presented here today in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus, the fountain, the source of any problem, let it dry to the roots. Let it dry to the roots. Let it dry to the roots in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, pass through the water. Pass through the faith item. Pass through everything that is lifted up before you. From this moment, anywhere the faith item is being used, wherever it is placed, even if it is taken for drinking, for washing, for bathing, for cooking, whatever these faith items touch, I decree in the name of Jesus, healing will manifest there in the name of Jesus. Every battle over that life should cease in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of the Father. It is so in the name of the Son, and it is settled in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Child of God, I declare the faith item in your hand blessed and powered by the blood of Jesus. Use the water, drink of it, wash any affected part. And if you're standing in a gap for somebody, make sure any of those items get to them for use. And God will perfect that which concerns them in Jesus' name. Before we call it today, I must say happy birthday to those that were born on this date in history. And congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary and special celebration. Celebration will not cease in your life. Promotion will not cease in your life. The hand of the Almighty God will continually lift you to higher ground in Jesus' name. I must say, if you indeed appreciate this message, child of God, please copy and share with as many as possible. You may just touch a life. You may just touch a heart today and forever. God bless your day and all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Thanks so much for rebroadcasting our messages and for supporting us to keep the podcast on air across many platforms around the world. Your effort keeps the messages online. Please feel free to contact us on the mobile lines announced at the end of this message or visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more details on how you can be part of this daily devotional podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.